Well, good morning, BSBs, or good day. It is Monday, and it's Phil from the Maldives. I wish I would have turned this recorder on a little bit earlier. You would have heard a couple of birds across the way here on Moyo Island, I think is the name of it. I ought to know by now. And maybe you can hear the waves hitting. It's kind of overcast here. I'm speaking to you on Monday morning here, and it'll soon be, you know, Monday your time as well, if it isn't already, because here I go again with the whole time change thing. But just to refresh you, we're 12 hours ahead of the West Coast, 9 hours ahead of the East Coast. And by the way, last night we had dinner at a place called Sea Salt and Fire, and it's one of the many restaurants they have here on little islands that are throughout this resort. And Dwight Taylor, who is one of our listeners, I don't know if Dwight's a BSP, don't know if he's on the BSP page, Melissa's BSP page. He was on the fan page, and that's where I got a message from him saying that his aunt, Missy Dowell, is the spa manager here. And so we stopped off at this spa. When I say we stopped off at the spa, you got to take a boat from one place to the next. From where we are here, we got to go on a boat to get over to any other place, quite frankly, unless we're walking right over here to the next door to us, which is where there's some restaurants and a pool. But anyway, we took a boat over there because we were on our way to this place called the Tiki Bar Island, and it's literally an island with a bar on it. That's it. And that was pretty cool. The guy there, Rofik, is the name of the bartender there. He was pretty funny. He said to me, I said, can we charge our room? He goes, oh, no, you got to have cash. He was kidding. And if, by the way, my throat sounds the way it does because I lost my voice sometime Friday night. I don't know what I was doing, singing or something, but I've been slowly getting it back here. We go over to this Tiki Bar Island and, you know, had a few pops and went swimming, which is really the main thing to do here, which is fine with me because I love to swim. On the way back, we stopped and left a message for Melissa, Melissa Dowell, Dwight's aunt, and or aunt is the way I was raised to say that word, but I'm trying to be cosmopolitan here. And then to last night, we went over for dinner over at this Sea Salt and Fire, and she was there. Came over specifically to say hello to us, and so we had a really good time talking to her about her career and, you know, talked a little bit about Dwight and, you know, listening to the show. And she's been all over this world, it seems, setting up spas and setting up fitness places and all kinds of really interesting stuff. She's engaged, and she lives in the Maldives, and there's a lot of people, expatriate people from all over the world that live here. And a lot of, a lot of native Maldivians, as they call themselves, also obviously work here. But we met two young people from France, Colleen and Francois. These two guys own the surfing sort of concession, if you will, here. And they're on another island that's even further away that we have to take like two boats to get to. But these guys have surfboards and paddleboards and all kinds of stuff. And I think Maria wanted to get out on a paddleboard sometime today or tomorrow. And those guys are, like I said, those guys are from France, but they live here now. And there's a whole complex of houses and dormitories where the workers work. So it's pretty typical of, I suppose, you know, a lot of resorts worldwide. But this place is unique because it's beautiful. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a place set up the way this is. There's, you know, all kinds of beautiful rooms, like I was telling you, and as you've seen from our photographs, over the water. And then there's houses that are in the jungle. And then there's one island that's family. Literally, you can bring your kids. They got a playground and crap for kids and houses that, you know, accommodate children. But it doesn't feel like there's a lot of people here. I mean, I think they can get, if this place was at full capacity, they'd probably have 400 people here. but it doesn't feel like it. Every now and then we see the boat coming in from the, from the airport. And that dude comes hauling ass in. You saw the film clip I think I posted there on, or the tape I posted on Facebook. It shows how fast that guy goes from the airport in Mali all the way here to the front door of the of this hotel. The weather's been really good. It's only rained one time. Excuse me. Boy, man, this cold better get better. It's only rained like one time since we've been here. And the rest of the time, it's been either sunny or a little bit overcast the way it is right now. We see these dudes hauling ass in here on those speedboats, you know, it seems like every hour, bringing somebody new or taking somebody out, something like that. We're going to be leaving Wednesday night. We'll probably leave we have a plane out of the Maldives Wednesday night at 11. And then we get to Dubai and we've got some kind of a 6-hour layover or something in Dubai. But then we come back to California. leaving Wednesday night, we'll be leaving about 8 o'clock. I can't wait to see how this dude does hauling ass in the dark, you know, through coral reefs and God knows what else, but they've been doing it for a number of years. So, I'm sure everything's going to be groovy. I'm going to go and, maybe get some tea or some coffee or something on my throat, man. Cause it's not sounding too good, but, appreciate you guys checking in with us here. I'll be back with new shows a week from today. All this week, we'll be doing pre-shows and for our, pre-shows for our encore shows. Next Saturday, I believe, we will not have a Saturday cinema, and we won't have a chat on Saturday night. We'll be back to regular business on the 23rd, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, Monday the 23rd, a week from today, at the Phil Henry Show website and elsewhere. And I'll have more home movies. I've been taking all kinds of clips of shit that I'll roll out each day when we get back on the show. All right, kids. Love you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.